Good afternoon and welcome to the weekly technology show every Wednesday here on Dubai Eye. And well, we bring you all the different news stories when our commentators and my co-hosts join me each week to do that. They've been scouring the news, scouring the media for various different stories that have caught their eye over the week. So it's, as always, it's a pleasure to welcome Rama Shikaki, who is the co-founder and the CEO of Barakah Ventures, a Dubai-based organisation that fosters the development of sustainable businesses in the Middle East. She's also head of marketing and sales at Zedna. Rama, great to see you. How are you doing?
Good to see you too.
Loads of stories this week. It's been very busy.
Yeah, a lot of fun stuff too.
And also let's welcome back in the house Alexander McNabb, who is from Spot On PR. He's a writer. He's also a communications guy and a celebrated author.
Celebrated.
Well, you know, I like to throw in these words.
Oh, wonderful.
I celebrate you.
We
say,
yeah.
Super. Let's have an Olive's launch party.
Yay, right?
Olive's launch party. Yes, indeed.
Serving nothing but olive recipes.
Great to have you on the show, both of you. Just quickly, Alexander, because last week, of course, you were in Beirut for Geekfest 5.0.
Amazing. They did a stunning job. Run by a group called the Online Collaborative, which is based around the American University of Beirut. And Uber connected lecturer there, Leila Cowley, and they did an amazing job. It was held in Jumeizah in a place called the Alleyway, which has various restaurants and outlets, and the alleyway itself was converted with a stage, and they had the geek talks, and they had a geek fashion show, and then they had stand-up comedy and bands playing in the Angry Monkey, which is an outlet in Jumeizah, which I happen to be very fond of.
Very cool.
It was very, very cool. The people spilling out onto the main street of Jumeizah, if you know it, about 400 people turned up, and an amazing buzzy vibe around the whole thing, so well worth going for.
Sounds wonderful. Well, back in the studio, of course, and lots of stories to talk us through today. But before we get to those, let me just tell you a little bit about what we're doing in the second hour of the programme, just after 1 o'clock. Each week we choose a theme to discuss. Last week we spoke about animation in the Arab world, which was really fascinating. The week before, cyberbullying and lots more. And I must just also ask you, if there are any subjects that you feel that we haven't covered as yet and that you'd like to find out more about, then why not let us know? Anything to do with technology, any themes that you'd like to hear more information about, why not let us know? Let us know on the SMS system. You can check out the website as well and send me an email, www.dubaii1038.com, or of course, hashtag UnwiredFM is our Twitter. Well, this week we are talking about the dreaded spam. And to give us some more details about it, we'll be welcoming Sharif Abdel El Gawad, who's the General Manager for the Middle East and Africa at Barracuda Networks. They actually provide security and data protection and backup for mid to large sized enterprises. So we'll be, of course, speaking to him about how you can protect yourself against spam. And we'll also be welcoming Gaith Matar Al Mezena, who is a spokesperson for the TRA. We've got lots of questions for him as well on the programme. Again, if you've got any questions, feel free to join us on 4001 at any point during the programme. So back to the news stories, and Rama, let's start with you. What have you got for us this week?
Twitter, Facebook are bad for your self-esteem, survey finds.
Oh dear.
Yeah, so I know Alexander's giving me that face, like, what, did you not think that?
No, I honestly didn't know, but golly gosh.
Okay, well, apparently there was a study in Brighton.
Brighton's not particularly good for one's self-esteem.
Almost 300 people were polled and admitted that interacting with social networks affected their behavior. 53% admitted that doing so changed their mood, with 51% of the respondents saying the social networks tended to feel worse after they spent time on the sites like Facebook and Twitter. Amongst the negative changes people reported are increased confrontational behavior, a need to compare themselves to others, a sense of feeling addicted to this constant update, and then people feeling worried and uncomfortable about their social status, etc.
Gosh, well, that's not so good, is it? I mean, is anything... So why is it so popular then? I mean, is it... Which is quite frightening.
Well, junk food is very popular. It wasn't necessarily good for you, was it?
True. Yeah. Probably, but it makes you feel good. It possibly can make you feel good while you're eating.
Instant gratification.
Yes.
As opposed to delayed.
And then after delayed sort of effect on that.
Yeah. But I think the interesting thing here is to look at, again, we've mentioned this a few times, when you're an adult, you can decide, I'll be on it or I won't. Mm. But then with the younger people coming in and becoming so gravely addicted to it, how's that affecting their general psyche, their moods, this whole thing of comparison? Because people boast and make, you know, their lives sometimes seem a lot more amazing than they are, or they just kind of hide the grim truth. Facts. Mm. So it is an interesting perspective to look
there
at.
There are so many sides to it, though, because then on the other side, when people say, no, it's great because I can connect with people more, so I can talk to people, I can do it anonymously if I'd like to, or I can share problems with people that I might not be able to talk to face to face with people about. And then there's the other side that sort of there was a report that came out some time back, actually, was something that we discussed on the Thursday program, saying that the increased use of social media can cause children to have a lack of empathy, mm-hmm. because of the way that you are interacting, and it's not less face to face, you know, scenario that we're used to normally. And I can sort of understand how that could possibly be, actually. Mm-hmm. We spoke to a psychologist about it, and he was sort of giving his take on it, and it was quite interesting. And I can, as I said, I can really sort of understand how that really could possibly happen if you were constantly interacting only via a computer, a phone, a BlackBerry, whatever it might be, but not actually face-to-face. You don't get that sense of tangible emotion, I don't think.
Yeah. Well, this study was made by the British charity Anxiety UK, which is dedicated to promoting relief and rehabilitation for people suffering from anxieties. And apparently they did it on the back of getting a lot of people who were, you know, diagnosed with anxieties resulting from social...
You got anxiety.
Anxiety charity releases survey outlining anxiety, shock,
horror. Oh, stop this cynicism.
what are we discussing here? This is social media. This is online. This is the internet. It's here. It's here to stay. It's part of our society.
Yeah.
We're not in the days of Baden-Powell where young people went out and exercised and did healthy things and danced through the woods and made campfires and that
Why
kind
not?
Of thing. The world has changed. And it's no use going around saying, do you feel anxious after you use the internet? Because you always find 50% of people say, oh yes, I do. Do you feel anxious after you made a cup of tea? Oh, terribly anxious. I don't know if I've forgotten sugar or not. No. I reject this out of hand.
But don't you see there must be some...
The people of Brighton's kind of anxiety does not concern me.
But don't you feel that there could be something in it, especially related to younger children?
Related to younger children, overuse the internet. We've talked about it again and again on the programme. We've had academics in talking about it. I think we're all agreed on it. You know, overuse the internet.
I think even adults. I think people oftentimes use these tools not being aware of all of their impact and being reminded that there are right and wrong ways of using them, and there are things that one can do, and that they're not alone. Because also people tend to get this feeling that, oh, I'm all alone, and you know.
Well, here's a neat segue for you.
Okay, yes. Can I just ask our listeners if they feel that anxious also when they use social media?
Okay, so do you feel anxious when you've used social media, or do you feel anxious after you listen to the radio?
Talking about being anxious on social media.
Have you raised your anxiety levels?
Let us know. 4001, does it cause you angst? Would you rather not have to use social media, let's say, as part of your daily workload on top of everything else that you've got to use, that you now feel that you've got to get on LinkedIn, you've got to go on Twitter, you've got to go on Facebook, you've got to go on top of everything else that you feel you've got to be part of, to be connected to the world of business?
You don't have to do any of it. People have chosen to do it.
There's an added pressure to feel that you should, because this is a whole other active world of business that you kind of think, oh God, I really need to be part of this.
In a survey of one person, my dear lady wife, who will not use Facebook, Twitter, Instagram or any of it, she absolutely point blank refuses to get involved in any way whatsoever. That is the choice that everybody in the human race stuck on this planet, despite gravitational pull, everyone has that choice to make.
Yes, but it is addictive.
They do.
And you have to allow that not everybody is as strong as your wife, who can say, you know, no, I'm not going to use
it. But it also depends possibly on, you know, it depends on lots of factors. But hypothetically, let's say you've got your own business. You're just starting up. You're an entrepreneur. You know, it's a must for many.
It's
especially
true.
In terms of advertising, you have a limited budget, you want to get on Facebook because it's a great way to market your product. You'd be kicking yourself in the foot, quite possibly, if you decided to refuse to go on to any forms of social media.
Just a little correction there. It's not actually necessarily about a limited budget. You'd use Facebook because it's got unbelievable reach
and great value
for money.
That as well. That as well.
You know, it's not purely a budget thing. So social media is not a cheap way of doing stuff. It's actually, in many ways, more expensive because you have to use headcount instead of just outsourcing it to an ad agency and spending grunt money on advertising.
Or a lot of time and anxiety.
a lot of time. The same sort of anxiety you'd have running a business, starting a business, dealing with tax issues, dealing with money and cash flow issues. It's just another aspect of running a business.
Mm. But it... Anyway, final word. But it could be more stressful now. I mean, the story last week, wasn't it, that we have added, what was it, thank you smartphone for adding how many?
46 working days to your calendar.
Yeah, because you're never not working anymore.
I would definitely say that. I would say that my working day and my social day actually move into each other. There's not even a grey area. There's not a differentiation. I'll take work phone calls when I'm home.
Yeah. And I'm very sorry, I ruined your segue. But can you hold on to that?
Sure.
Yeah, okay. We're going to take a quick break. If you'd like to join the show, 4001 is our text message number. Why not join the conversation? Do you feel stressful? Does it make you feel stressed, all this added...
Socialising.
You have to be part of. Let us know. We'll be back after this quick break.